American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Is simply not a rational way to look at this stuff.
That's Ethan Lane, Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands, talking about common sense and allowing the grazing of cattle to minimize fire disasters and pushing back on those environmentalist people that don't want any grazing at all.
Locking the gate and putting our head in the sand and pretending that, you know, nature will sort of take care of itself is simply not a rational way to look at this stuff. We're managing landscapes and have been for the entirety of you know, European civilization in America. And for 5,000 to 10,000 years before that, the Native Americans were doing the same thing. We know they were doing controlled burns. We know they were moving bison herds from one place to another to spur extra grass growth and to manage those resources. So, you know, to stop now and hope that everything heals itself is like trying to stop an aircraft carrier on a dime. It just doesn't work.
It certainly doesn't work. And those environmental groups that don't want this to happen, well, we need to stop them in their tracks.
So we think that Congress, in working on wildfire and some of those issues, is getting that. We think we're as close as we've ever been to a real deal on fire funding, fixing the fire borrowing problem that we've had, and also hopefully building in a little bit of authority to do some forest clearing, do some forest management, do some fuels reduction and targeted grazing without going through 5 years of NEPA evaluation before we do it. You know, with the hope being, hey, let's get those resources on the ground when we need them, not 2 years afterwards.
Ideas on what to do if animal activists show up on the edge of your property. Here's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
There is a challenge that sometimes folks will gather on public property, so they are not trespassing. It's difficult to ask them to leave, but you still should, again, contact law enforcement because there is a high likelihood that they will try to cross over in your property. We also recommend to film them. So go out with a camera and start filming that group. Sometimes that can make people uncomfortable. Even if they're perfectly fine filming you, they might feel uncomfortable when the camera is turned on. So those are a couple of things. Also, make sure anyone who might be coming onto your farm, so, you know, truck drivers, neighbors, anyone, make sure they are aware of what's happening and those same things, that they should not engage. They should continue business as usual, and they should avoid interacting, again, because that's what they want. They want interaction. They want conflict to try to draw attention to their cause.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.